Hi, this is Pastor Russ with the Daily Dose for September 30th. When? Lift up your eyes and look about you. All assemble and come to you. Your sons will come from afar, and your daughters are carried on the arm. Then you will look and be radiant. Your heart will throb and swell with joy. The wealth on the seas will come. From Jeremiah 31, verse 26. In the depths of a spiritual, economic, military, and moral depression for his beloved people, God reveals a compelling picture of the future. It is almost the exact opposite of everything the Israelites have experienced over the last two centuries. Instead of nations coming to feast on Israel's bounty, the nations would bring feasts to Israel. Rather than wealth being stripped away by marauding armies, gold, silver, precious stones, fine woods, and stone, the finest of everything, will be brought as an offering of peace and friendship by former enemies. Those once slaves and captives will be catapulted to thrones, and their infants will be nursed at royal breasts. At the same time, many of the promises of Isaiah chapters 60 to 66 are found repeated in the New Testament in relation to the second coming of Jesus. The heavenly city and the new heaven and earth of Revelation are full of allusions to and quotes from the very last section of Isaiah. Jesus read chapter 61, verses 1 and 2 from Isaiah as he gave his first synagogue sermon at home in Nazareth from Luke chapter 6, saying that the prophecy was fulfilled in their hearing. Wow. Seems hard to believe. It certainly was hard for Israel to believe in Isaiah's day. Remember that when Jesus finished his message in his hometown synagogue, they wanted to throw him off a cliff. I guess they had a hard time believing the promises. Over 2,700 years have elapsed since Isaiah wrote down his vision of the future. We still don't see things the way they are described here. Maybe it's even harder for people to believe these things today. See 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 4. Yet, here they are, causing us to long for their fulfillment. When will that be? Short answer, when God finishes his work of saving all who believe. As Jesus said, the good news of the kingdom will be preached in the whole world as a testimony to all nations, and then the end will come. And, we may rightly add, the promised joy will fill the whole world. Come soon, Lord Jesus. Thanks for joining me today. We'll be back tomorrow.